We spoke yesterday about the prohibition against Stamyenam, that is wine which has been produced or touched by a Gentile, that for various reasons a Jew is not allowed to drink it or get hana from it. The Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed, says, however, that an exception to this rule is Yain Mevushal. This is wine which has been cooked, and if a Gentile does come into contact with it, one is still allowed to drink it. The Rosh explains that the reason for this is because Yain Mevushal was something which was not matsui, it wasn't common, and as a general rule, Chazal didn't make a gzeirot against things which were not common. So a very big question in the Rishonim and the Achronim is, how do we define Yain Mevushal? What counts as cooking something? There seem to be at least four opinions in the early authorities. The Rosh is of the opinion that it needs to be retichal gabei ha'esh. It means needs to have been brought up to a boiling point on the fire. That's the Ramban, and others say that it needs to, its quantity needs to be reduced as a result of the cooking. So it needs to cook long enough and hot enough that a little bit of the wine will have evaporated. The Rambam, that's not in Hilchot Machalot Asurot, but the Rambam in the Isurei Mizbeach says that the definition of Yain Mevushal is where its taste has changed, and the Yerushalmi indicates that the definition of Yain Mevushal is where the wine has become thickened as a result of the cooking process. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredea Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel Sif Gimel says that the definition of Bishul is Yain Mevushal is where it's been brought to a boiling point, and the Shach there in Sif Katan Zayin says that this means that it's that it's been reduced somewhat in its volume. But some Achronim, and indeed some Rishonim as well, say that in actual fact these aren't competing opinions, but these are actually complementary opinions, either that one or the other is enough, or that in actual fact that Hainuhach, that if it's reached a boiling point, then it's reduced somewhat in its quantity. And if it's reduced somewhat in its quantity, then obviously it's reached a boiling point. That's a question discussed by the Poskes and Manenu. Contemporary Poskim relates to pasteurised wines and grape juices. These are usually flash pasteurised, which means that they're very, very quickly exposed to the heat for a very short period of time. That's they don't reach a bubbling point. That's, and so the question is this really regarded as bishul for these purposes? Many Achronim are not happy with it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach makes the observation that the change to the taste is imperceptible, and therefore that box is not ticked, and therefore it can't be regarded as Yain Mevushal. Rav Eliashiv makes the interesting observation that nowadays many wines, and certainly grape juices, are pasteurised, and therefore you can't regard this as being something which is Eino Matsui, something which is not common, and therefore it does fall into the Gezeira of Chazal to prohibit Stamyenam. That's, however, other poskim disagree. Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that even pasteurization is regarded as bishul, because it's impossible that at least a little bit of the volume will have been lost or not been lost. And Dayan Weiss in the Minchat Yitzchak, he says that the definition of bishul is essentially what people regard as bishul, and pasteurization is regarded as bishul, and therefore it's regarded as acceptable in terms of stamyenam. And that indeed is the position of many kashrut authorities, though as noted, there is a point of distinction and difference amongst them. Ad kan.